Carl's on here at Portsmouth, New Hampshire High School for the Dennis Miller Show. President Obama is scheduled to give a town hall meeting here at 1 o'clock today, and I'm speaking with Karen Brodner, Barrington, New Hampshire resident, in favor of the health care plan. I'm glad to see you coming out today. I appreciate everybody who comes out. So you clearly think it's time for health care reform and you like the package.
Yes. Well, I'm not happy with the package, and it's not what I had wanted, but I think that we need to make a step forward. So I'm happy that something's being done and that the dialogue is finally happening.
Understood, and I agree with you there.
Yeah.
Does the spending aspect of it concern you?
No.
Doesn't?
No.
No.
The reason it does not concern me is I truly believe that if we were able to work on the healthcare system so that the corporation profits and the administrative costs of the healthcare corporations were minimized, it would balance out financially.
Yeah.
Let me give you an example, okay? Military healthcare.
Yeah.
Okay? If you are in the military and you retire, you get single-payer healthcare for life. Because the military can negotiate the costs of drugs, because, you know, there's a lot of people in the military,
yeah,
they can negotiate costs on drugs, so their costs are lower. When President Bush redid Medicare last year, the one thing that was left out was the ability to negotiate for the cost of drugs. Therefore, Medicaid is still suffering.
You know,
financially.
Yeah.
However, if we were able to negotiate those costs with the drug companies and had giant numbers of people enrolled, as they do in the military, then the costs would go down. So no, the finance part of it does not bother me. Also, anybody who is elected to our Congress, even for 2 years, gets single-payer health care the rest of their lives.
No.
You have not heard any of them.
You'll get no argument from me on the politicians.
What I would like to see as a citizen,
yeah,
is if these representatives think single-payer health care is so bad that they're fighting against it, then they should be willing to give it up themselves and get health care on the open market themselves like everyone else has to. And then they might understand the problem. Now, again, Congress is also able to negotiate with drug companies so they can get better rates because there's giant numbers of them. I lived in Canada. I had single-payer health care in,
uh-huh,
Canada. I left Canada, but my former husband stayed there.
Yeah.
He raised his family there. They had cancer in the family. They had children. They had all kinds of things. They had everything they,
yeah,
needed. If an American travels to Canada or anywhere in Europe and they get sick, they get taken care of. They don't ask you first for your health care card.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a baby in England, you know, you don't pay for your baby. You go to the hospital, you have your baby.
Yeah.
Your baby's healthy, you take it home.
Yeah.
In this country, you know, the health of your baby and the benefits that you get to take care of that baby right from the time it's born depend on the health care coverage you,
yeah,
have.
Yeah.
And, you know, and Obama's plan does not call for changing anybody's health care. Those people are saying, you know, leave my health care alone. It's not touching their health care. It's providing health care for those who don't have it. Any of those people could lose their job and then be in the same position,
yeah,
that my friends are in.
Yeah.
You know, you lose your job, you have no job, and,
yeah,
COBRA payments are $600,
yeah,
a month.
Okay.
Now, with Obama's plan, 65% of it is covered for 9 months. My closest friend is 51. He will not be able to find any health care he can afford.
Yeah.
Because also the health care companies are allowed to pick and choose. They will not choose him because he's 51, even though he's healthy. You know, so,
yeah,
so
yeah,
there are,
I understand,
a whole lot of reasons like that.
Well, you seem like a very rational and a very reasoned approach.
And I read all of it.
Yeah.
You know, trust me, I read,
yeah,
all of it because,
yeah,
because,
well, maybe
it's,
you should
really
be an elected
important
official then, because that would be a good first step.
Well,
but stripping away, Karen,
sure, sure,
stripping away all the mechanics of the health care,
sure,
plan and what they're proposing,
yeah,
you must understand the trepidation that some people have about the government with its dismal track record on both sides of the aisle.
Okay.
Government's dismal track record of management.
Okay. I will directly respond exactly to what you just said.
Okay.
Our congressional single-payer health plan is administrated by the government. They're not complaining. They're not dropping that and going to private health care instead.
400-some-odd people as opposed to 300-something million. I mean,
managing the
country's health care is much different.
Well, then take the military and Medicare, because those are also run by the government, and they're all single-payer.
Medicare is admittedly broken.
But did you forget what I had said about the money? It's broken because the whole system is controlled by the outrageous costs that we pay to the private health care. If we were able to work on that, and that's where I think the plan is not strong enough, it would eventually start to balance out.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, I will also say this at the end. Regardless of what it costs, it is unconscionable, it is immoral in our country to have old people, handicapped people, sick people losing everything because they cannot pay for their health care.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Wall Street got bailed out.
Yeah.
Wall Street got bailed out and nobody complained about that.
You know,
they got bailed out and they are still making billions of dollars.
I wouldn't quite say nobody complained, but maybe the voice wasn't heard.
You're right. That's a very wrong
thing. And in closing, that's why I say I agree. While we might disagree philosophically, I appreciate you coming out here as a citizen.
And I think it's wrong for our government to give money, you know, to any bailout, whether it's a car company or Wall Street corporations or banks, without stipulations that they get paid the same as the rest of us do. I mean, we all get paid according to the job we do. And for them to have billions of dollars, so if we're talking about, but where are we going to find the money? There are places I think we can find the money, and we need to.
Yeah.
It's our moral obligation.
Well, fair enough. Karen, thank you very much.
Thank
you. Very reasoned and rational approach.
I hope so.
And understood if we use this, the interview, but not you, becomes the property of Dunner Miller Radio. This will most likely air, today's Tuesday, most likely air tomorrow.
What time?
10 to 1 Eastern time it airs.
I can get it in Barrington.
This is Carl Zahn once again at Portsmouth, New Hampshire High School, reporting where President Obama is scheduled to speak at 1 o'clock. Speaking with John, who was nice enough to give me a few minutes of his time. John, what do you think about this health care bill?
Well, I think it's the wrong thing for America. I think it really embodies the difference between liberty and tyranny. C.S. Lewis, I think, put it correctly when he said, a tyranny of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims is the most oppressive. And I think he really nailed that. I think people think that this is good. The government believes it's good, but that doesn't make it good, okay?
That's a fantastic line. What do you think about the national media over the past several weeks here, their portrayal of people like yourself here, speaking up, making their voice heard? We've been called racists, haters, Nazis, part of some covert group, plants. I'm taking it here just an American citizen, patriot here, making your voice heard. Am I warm?
I'm a veteran. I'm a B-52 crew chief from Vietnam era.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you very much. The thing that I feel bad about is that I didn't bring my Brooks Brothers shirt, because that's another label we've been associated with. But my buddy who builds my surfboards, custom makes them, he got one yesterday. It's too bad he couldn't be here. He wanted to be here, but he's an attorney, so he's got cases.
But isn't it absurd, this portrayal of people who are just out making their voices heard? And when you think about it, to me, if you strip away the mechanics of the health care, the philosophy, all the spending, at the end of the day, they're asking us to trust a federal government with the most dismal track record of management that one could ever imagine. So pragmatically, it makes no sense.
Yeah, you mentioned a good word there. That we're trusting them to manage this. It took me 4 hours last night to try and read this health bill. I got through probably a third of it in the 4 hours, and the rest I scanned through looking for keywords. But the management is key, because when you look at it, there's such a big section in there throughout, words that imply audits, that specifically require auditing and the administration of this health fund. I don't even think that's been costed out. I mean, these things, these audits have to be performed annually, and some of them even biannually. There's information in there that tells them that they can go into our schools and start setting up health programs as an integral part of our school-based health care. SBHC is, I believe, what the bill calls it. It's scary. It really is.
And, you know, you just made an interesting point. As a citizen, as a patriot, you've actually done more work studying this bill than our elected officials, who readily admit that they haven't read the bill and don't read most of the bills that they pass.
Yes, I've called my senator, Senator Shaheen, several times. In fact, I was I dialed into the telecon she had this past week, last week, rather. And it wasn't good. I sat there. I'm sure they screened the calls. I've called their office many times, so they have my phone number and everything. And I was on for 40 minutes and never got in. The questions were pretty much canned for her to address the insurance agencies as being the bad boys, you know.
Yeah.
And I just hung up. After 40 minutes, I hung up. It was an hour telecon that she had. And that was it. She was down in Washington. She wasn't even here in the state. She had to go out to vote, so she was in and out. It was just a dismal case for our senator to not be visible or physically in the state during this time.
Yeah, well, fair enough point. And I have to say, you're the second veteran I've talked to this morning, so I think that kind of dismisses the charge that they're unpatriotic on this side of the aisle.
Believe me, I'd rather be surfing right now, but since the waves are flat, I am here.
Well, I give you credit for coming out. Anything you want to say to Dennis Miller before we sign off?
Thank you, Dennis. Thank you for your voice. Thank you for your caustic comments. They are much appreciated. The humor. You're a great guy. I wish I could see out in the water sometime, man.
You know, he was supposed to come here, but he wasn't willing to put up with the two connecting flights.
Yeah.
I think that's a little, I'm going to have to talk to him about that. John, thank you very much.
Well, thanks very much.
And appreciate your time and your understanding that this interview becomes the property of Dennis Miller Radio.
Yes, Carl.
Okay, appreciate it. This is Carl Zahn once again at Portsmouth, New Hampshire High School for Dennis Miller Radio. And where President Obama is scheduled to speak at 1 o'clock, and I'm here speaking with Joy. I noticed her over there on the front lines here. She's got a good set of lungs. She drove all the way up from Massachusetts, I understand, to talk about health care.
Absolutely. The health care that they are proposing is total government control. Across the street, you see signs that say, health care for everybody. You know, we all have health care. If you don't have insurance and you go into a hospital, you get the best health care in the emergency ward as somebody else who's got the insurance.
Sure.
So that's a misnomer, just so everybody's listening to that.
And what about the money? What about the spending? I mean, I think most people feel enough is enough. We can't afford it right now.
You know, I think every citizen is concerned about fiscal responsibility and constitutional integrity, and that's a message we all believe in. Doesn't matter what party you're from, doesn't matter what group, what state, it's fiscal responsibility and it's constitutional integrity. And I'm going to tell you right now, everybody's got to get on message with that, because what's happening is we are going to be history if people don't start staying on message no matter what party you belong to.
You know, Joy, you are the consummate Massachusetts kick-ass. Boy, I like your style.
Bingo, and I'm a working grandmother, and my husband and I have three grandchildren, two married daughters, and we are fighting for them besides the senior citizens. And senior citizens, boy, you better get on board with this, because they're taking you for a big ride.
Do you think, as I do, that all these people that are speaking up over the last couple of weeks at these town meetings, and of course most of the media is making fun of them, but don't you think that there's more than health care? There's also, we're kind of watching our country disappear, or that's how a lot of us feel. And don't you feel that factors into it?
Totally
losing. The sea change of the country that we grew up in.
It's not the same. And if we keep Obama and this Congress in, it's never going to be the same. They are headed towards communism, Marxism, progressive, whatever you want to call it. It's total government control over every part of your life. Not just the health care. It's going to be on energy. It's going to be what you drive, how high you keep your heat. People, you better pay attention. It's not healthy.
I tend to agree with you. And as I've spoken to other people here this morning, if you strip away everything, the money, everything, at the very foundation of this is the premise that the government will manage health care. The worst institution in the world with the most dismal record of management, and we're supposed to throw our faith caution to the wind, right? I mean, so from a pragmatic standpoint, to me, politics aside, it's silly because the government, everything they touch turns to expensive goo.
It doesn't make any sense. If you've got common sense, you're going to see what's happening to this country. And I agree with you 100%. We are just, if you peel away all the layers, we're losing this country. We're losing control of our liberties and our freedom.
Last question, Joy. If Obama health care passes, would you be willing to open an orphanage for doctors?
Hey, my two daughters are both in the medical field. My sister is in the medical field.
God bless you.
And they know what's going on, and they are as concerned as we are. And I'd be glad to open up an orphanage. My husband and I, at this age, in our low, mid-60s, are starting a brand new business. We're launching a new business. And if it's successful, I'll help anybody who needs the help.
Anything you'd like to say to Dennis Miller before we go?
Yeah, Dennis, my husband and I watch you all the time. You're either on Bill O'Reilly or you're on Glenn Beck or any of them, and we think you're just a sweetie, and we respect your opinion, and we like to hear what you say, and good luck, and keep up the good work.
Very good. Joy, thank you very much, and you understand that this interview becomes the property of Dennis Miller Radio.
Yes, no
okay,
problem.
Okay, you're a doll. Thanks, hon. Carl Zahn here for Dennis Miller Radio Show at the Portsmouth, New Hampshire High School, where President Obama is scheduled to speak at 1 o'clock. They have a huge turnout from both sides of the issue here. And I'm lucky enough to speak with the Banfield's little team here. We've got mom and 15-year-old daughter, Allison. So we're going to get the 15-year-old perspective first, if mom doesn't mind. Allison, I understand your mom told me you made these signs.
Yeah, I helped her with it.
You did?
Yeah.
Now, are you a plant? Are you part of any Republican covert operation? Did you come here in a spaceship or anything like that? Or are you just a citizen out making your voice heard?
I did not come with any of those, so I'm just a citizen.
And what do you think about all this healthcare stuff? It's a lot of money, right?
Yeah, and it's kind of annoying seeing that I will eventually have to pay for it, and so will my children. So it's easy for Obama to do this when he's not paying for it.
I was going to say not even eventually. You should be working today because we need your tax money.
I know.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. Let me talk to your mom a little bit, and thank you, dear, for making the signs and coming out. It's a great experience for you. That's what's great about this country. Now, Mom, what do you think about Obamacare?
Well, I have a personal stake in this. I need a new kidney. I will need a
Sorry
new kidney.
To hear that.
Well, you know what? It's what I was dealt, and you deal with it. I will need a new kidney within 6 to 12 months. So this is very personal to me. And I'm very concerned. I actually, you know, I'm kind of feeling like maybe there's a blessing that I need it so quickly. Maybe I'll get it before we go to socialized medicine where, you know, they put me on, you know, who knows how long it'll be before I get one. So it's very concerning to me. I'd like him to answer my question, like how long, what would this do to a person like me?
And isn't that part of what's going on here, aside from the media kind of demeaning the people like you and me, because I'm on your side of this issue, to come here and speak out as unpatriotic and we're haters and racist. And now here with you, we have a very real example of someone who will be dramatically affected.
Absolutely,
I'm sorry to hear with your daughter.
Yep.
But isn't the underlying all of it just the ridiculousness of the government managing anything, because everything they touch turns
to
goo?
Right. Well, and, you know, to take away... You know, we have the best medical system in the world. There's a reason for that. So it's not perfect. Then let's deal with what the imperfections are. You know, Harry Brown of the Libertarian Party said, the government breaks your leg and then hands you a crutch and says, see, we fixed it. That's exactly what's going on here.
Yeah.
They are the ones who literally destroyed, you know, healthcare in this country, or the ability to pay. That's really what they've destroyed, and by forcing everybody into HMOs years ago, and now they want to take it over completely. Well, you know, I remember as a little kid when, you know, we went to the doctor, we paid. we pay for our visits. Sure. They're forcing us all into HMOs. Now that they're saying, okay, well, we fixed it back then. Well, maybe it's not fixed. Now we're going to fix it again. We're looking to the people who destroyed it to fix it. That makes no sense.
Yeah, I agree with you. In fact, I've used the analogy, if you hired a plumber to, building a house, you hire a plumber and he goes 100 times over budget, finishes 2 years later, when you put your porch light on, water comes out the ceiling fan, you wouldn't hire that guy next year to do your roof.
Yep.
And that's what we're, in essence, in my opinion, being asked to do. Mm-hmm. Listen, I really appreciate your time. I think it's a great experience. I'm glad you got your daughter out here, because this is what our country, there are lots of places in the world you can't do this.
Yep.
And we wish the best for your mom. Is there anything you two would like to say to Dennis Miller?
You're wicked funny, and I love you.
Dennis, I just have to let you know, the mother didn't know who you were. The 15-year-old daughter lit up like a Christmas tree. Thank you both for giving me a little bit of time.
Sure.
And you understand the proper interview becomes a property of Dennis Miller Radio.
Yep.
Great. Carl's on here for Dennis Miller Radio, and I'm speaking with John Paul Jones, and he claims, and I intend to believe him, that that's his real name. He lives in Wolfboro, New Hampshire. He's here supporting Obama health care. John, tell us a little bit about your position on the health care bill.
Well, I supported Obama in the election, and I'm a retired federal employee, and I have a wonderful health plan, better than probably most people. But the way things are going, and we can't keep going on the way that the insurance companies are governing our health care. Now, these people that are hollering and shouting probably brought me up one, and I'm not a shouter. But I just think that if you can't have a discourse normally with talking with people, we all can have different opinions. But that's what brought me out today, because I just think that it's wrong to do this. And I support them. I don't know what the final bill will be, but we have people that don't have any insurance, and I think they deserve something. They go to the emergency rooms now when they're sick, and it costs us more.
Yeah.
So I'm willing to give a little up if I have to, that everyone can be insured. This is America.
Yeah.
And the greatest freedom country in the world. And when the Republicans were in power for 6 years, they never proposed a health care. But they're all against this one. And they had their chance to do it, and they didn't. What they wanted to do was put my Social Security into the stock market, and we'd have been really well off with that plan. So that's one of the reasons I'm here, and I think he's doing a good job. I hope he continues. I wish he'd get a little more tougher, but that's not his makeup, and I understand that. But I am, and that's why I'm out here.
Well, I appreciate anybody coming out. I mean, as you pointed out, there's one of the great things about this country is that we can. I think, like you, I would like to see the discourse be a little bit more rational on both sides.
Absolutely.
But I understand the other side's point of view about, and I don't think it's, well, I can't speak for everybody. I think it's a government issue about the government and their track record of mismanagement that concerns people about the government taking over health care.
I can understand that, but the government runs Medicare. The government runs Social Security. Those are two good plans. Now, I can see their feeling, but to say that he's going to send out death squads to older people to tell them how to die, that's not in the bill, never was in the bill. It gives them a chance, and I do have a living will, and how I want to die, I don't want any tubes sticking out of me, and I put that down on paper with a lawyer. And everyone has their right to know about that. That's all it is. If they want to say that, fine with them, but this is how I feel.
Well, and I give you credit for coming out and expressing your opinion.
My pleasure.
I think we're going to get drowned out here.
I think we are.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Carl Zahn at Portsmouth, New Hampshire High School, where President Obama is scheduled to speak in just over an hour, speaking with Bianca. He's standing on the front lines here with her bullhorn and a sign. Bianca, you're not in favor of this health care plan, I take it.
Well, I don't know who would, because it'll cost each family, with the stimulus in this health care plan, each family around $80,000, okay? How many of the protesters on the other side are willing to give up a year of pay, or maybe 2 years of pay that equals, just so they can feel good and be for this Obama who they know nothing about?
Are you concerned about the government's ability to manage such a large-scale operation, given their track record in management?
Well, let's just look at public education. How are we doing?
hasn't everyone proclaimed the American educational system has failed? Well, that's what's going to happen if government takes over health care.
That's one good example. How do you feel about the national media's attempt to belittle or demean people on this side of the equation who are speaking up and making their voice heard and be called unpatriotic, of all things?
Well, what do you expect of them? They take their marching orders from Obama. I mean, NBC or ABC, they taped from inside the White House, closed doors, with no other media getting that privilege. They completely are under Obama's thumb. So what do you expect? Nancy Pelosi said we're astroturfing. But if you were here at this protest today, the other side has all of the pre-made signs. They're all ready-made. We have the homemade signs. They're the astroturfers.
Good point. Bianca, thanks for your time. And on behalf of Dennis Miller Radio, thanks for coming out and making your voice heard.
Thank you. No Obama.
Carl Zahn here at the Portsmouth, New Hampshire High School, where President Obama is expected to arrive now in just an hour. I'm talking with Ralph Broom, who drove all the way down from Lebanon, Maine, to make his feelings known here on Obama health care. Ralph, thanks for taking a couple minutes for the Dennis Miller Radio Show.
You're welcome.
What do you think about this scene here? Big turnout.
Well, it's a lot of people that think about the same way that I do, but on the other side of the road, there's people that think against what we're standing for.
Yes, it is. If Obama can bridge this gap, he may be the Messiah.
I don't think so.
Because people are very passionate on both sides of the issue.
Yes, they are.
What I've been talking about with people here all this morning initially, you know, what do you think about the national media's attempt to demean and belittle as unpatriotic, as haters? The people who, like you and me, who are here speaking up and making our voice heard at these town hall meetings.
We're only people here that want to ask questions to get information so that we're at least informed on what they're trying to pass in the Congress.
Yeah.
We just need some truthful answers.
And that seems like a pragmatic approach because the whole bill has been very shy of answers so far.
Well,
and of course, most of them have not read this 1,000-page bill either.
Well, I haven't read it myself, but I know certain sections of it.
Yeah.
And I can't get a copy of it to read it myself, or I would. It only weighs 19 pounds.
It's only a 19-pound document, Ralph. What's called in your bag?
I can't. I have a cat that weighs 19 pounds.
Well, that's more information than I need, a 19-pound cat from Maine. It's interesting, though, I think, that people are finally rising up, and I think a lot of it is, and I've spoken with other people here this morning, it goes beyond health care and the spending and how we're going to pay for this and our children and grandchildren. I think a lot of people, and I include myself in that group, see our country changing at such a quick pace here. I feel afraid of losing the country that I grew up in.
I want to know why everything has to be done so quickly that you don't get a chance to see it or read about it, try to comprehend what they're trying to pass. It's got to be done with no information besides lying to the people that it's supposed to cover.
That's a very good point, because up until now, only car salesmen and magicians move at this speed, wouldn't you say?
Well, I hear the car salesmen aren't having too good luck with the clunker program. They can't get paid.
Well, of course, and people forget, we talk about cash for clunkers, aside from, in my opinion, the lunacy of giving $4,500 of taxpayer money so that someone can get into a new car that they probably can't afford, there's also the legislative, the administrative end of the government that's running this. So we never hear about the cost of that, but my understanding is they've opened up three offices, government offices, agencies, strictly to deal with the cash for clunkers paperwork.
Well, my understanding is that some of the dealers have leaving their cars in the parking lot because they haven't been paid by the government yet, and the people can't get their cars until the government coughs up the money. And I don't know where they're going to get it. What, they're going to print some more?
I think that's probably what they're going to do. Ralph, I want to thank you for taking time out. And my last question, I've been asking everybody this. If Obama health care passes, would you be willing to open an orphanage for doctors?
I guess so, because there's going to be a lot of them out there that ain't going to get paid what they're getting paid now, and I do not begrudge any doctor what he gets paid as long as he gives you the right treatment.
There you go. You want to say hi to Dennis Miller?
Hello, Dennis. How you doing there?
There you go. Big shout out from Ralph. Ralph from 11 of Maine. Ralph, thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, and so you understand this interview becomes a property of Dennis Miller Radio.
It don't matter.
Okay, that's what I...
Carl Zahn here for the Dennis Miller Show, and we're at Portsmouth, New Hampshire, awaiting President Obama's arrival, and speaking with Jennifer Horn, who was the nominee for United States Congress in New Hampshire last time around. She's also the host of On the Air with Jennifer Horn at WSMN Radio in Nashua. Jennifer, what'd you think about this little get-together up here before the Obama town hall?
Thanks, Carl. I had to tell you, I was very, very impressed by it. What I think is so important for people to understand about these protests is that we are talking about thousands, if not millions, of truly average American citizens, intelligent, educated, angry, and frightened. And those representatives, the president, the leader of the House of Representatives, who go out and try to marginalize or mock these people, are doing the American people a tremendous disservice. When the president says, if you don't agree with me, get out of the, for those of you who don't agree with us, get out of the way, what does that say about how he feels about our democracy? What kind of reflection is that on our representative republic? I think the most important thing to understand about these protests is that it's not just about our right to free speech. Also in the First Amendment, we are guaranteed the right to redress our grievances to the government. And when the president tells us to get out of the way if you disagree with me, when the Speaker of the House calls us un-American, and when our own congressmen and congresswomen refuse to hold town halls and close their office doors to us, the only avenue we have left to redress the government is by protest. I think these protests are great. I'm very impressed by them.
I do, too, and I've been really, like you, appalled at the national media's attempt to squelch, diminish, label the people who are standing up and making their voices heard, and especially when you consider the huge double standard. We have the famous soundbite of Hillary Clinton during the campaign screaming that, it's not unpatriotic to disagree with this administration.
Since when is it un-American
to speak up? As long as the administration was the Bush administration, apparently.
Well, we've seen a tremendous double standard with this administration from the very beginning, of his campaign right through the first 6 months of his tenure in the White House. That there does seem to be a real divide there. It's okay to make your voice heard and to protest if you're protesting against a conservative cause, not so much if you're protesting against a liberal cause. There's no question about it. It is never un-American to stand up and make your voice heard. That's what the First Amendment is all about. That's what our founding fathers did. They stood and fought for our right to be heard by our government.
If the Obama health care plan passes, would you be willing to open an orphanage for doctors?
Listen, we're going to need we're going to need a lot more than just that, unfortunately. I think that the people are being very effective in making their voices heard, and I think that there's a possibility that this plan can be defeated. And truly, it will be a success, a victory for the people, for the real citizens of our country.
Jennifer, thank you very much for your time. Is there anything you'd like to say to Dennis Miller?
I can't believe Dennis Miller hasn't hired you on as a full-time correspondent, Carl, the most respected radio journalist in New Hampshire.
You probably just shot down any chance that this interview will get aired with that comment. Jennifer, thanks a lot, and always
you,
a pleasure, and
we'll, good to see you here.
We'll listen to you on the air.
Good to see you here. Take
okay.
care.
Okay, Carl Zahn here reporting at the Portsmouth, New Hampshire High School, where President Obama is scheduled to speak at 1 o'clock today, talking with Jerry DeLamis, Marine Corps veteran here to speak his mind, and also a candidate for mayor, I understand, in Rochester.
That's correct. Yeah, I just announced last night at our 9/12 meeting we've been prompting everybody in the groups to run for local office, and we looked around, we didn't have a good candidate running that we saw, and a guilt trip on myself, I suppose, and decided to run for mayor, and I think we'll get quite a bit of support.
Good for you. I mean, that's what people need to do, is get involved. Obviously, you hear healthcare, Obama.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think it's a bad plan. I think they're trying to rush it. Healthcare in the United States really right now could be controlled immediately by tort reform. Congress refuses to do it because they're getting money from, at least on the Democratic side, from the trial lawyers. And Congress won't address that fact. If they would do that, then they wouldn't have government involvement in it. They'll spend weeks and months doing baseball steroid abuse, but they want to rush through a healthcare in three weeks. And it's insane. Another $1 trillion of money that we don't have. Are they going to print it up like they did the treasuries last week, where they sold $200 billion in treasuries last week, and a record amount of treasuries? Then we had to buy them back ourselves because no one would buy them. I mean, it's insane. We're spending trillions of dollars and no one's looking at it. And that money's going to come due at some point in our future. At some point, we haven't paid a dime of the taxes for the bailout money yet. Not at all. People are losing their jobs, losing their 401ks, losing their homes, and it's continuing. They're playing games with the unemployment numbers, but this money's going to come due. And then the tax burdens are going to go up. That's the only place they have to go is for us for taxes. And these people screaming on the other side are going to be affected by it as well as by an increase in taxes. They just don't realize it.
What do you think about the national media's portrayal of the people who are speaking up recently at these town hall meetings as being haters, Nazis, or members of some covert group? And while I'm at that, now Jerry, you're not a member. Are you a plant? Are you a member of some covert operation?
No.
Okay. I'm not going to see you leaving in a spaceship later.
No. And I did turn my shoe phone off as you requested earlier. So, I think that the national media, on the whole, and there are a few who have it, but most of them have become a propaganda machine for the federal government. And that's scary. I mean, that's happened in other countries, which we know has happened in the countries where the media was so biased that they just became another arm of the government.
And isn't that part of what's happening is that people are speaking up and speaking louder, in fact, because their voice is not being heard? I mean, I think that that's a lot of what's going on here.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely correct. People are frustrated. I mean, they lose their job or they lose, they say they got $200,000 in retirement in the stock market. They come out of there with $40,000 or $50,000 after the collapse, which was actually pushed by the federal government through Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which started this whole thing, and Congress stands up there and blames everybody else but themselves.
Yep.
And people are upset about it. When you hit them in the wallet, people will get out. And if the economy was strong, the healthcare thing might be able to slip through because people wouldn't be paying attention because most of the people are busy working and their lives are going along as normal. But right now, people are really hurting, and a lot of us realize that it's an unsustainable debt that they're going to put us under, and that burden is going to be immense.
Finally, Jerry, if health care does pass, would you be willing to open an orphanage for doctors?
Yes, actually, I have a little room in the basement right now, and I'll have to get onto my shoe phone and make that call and make sure with my wife that we've got enough room. But I think that I know some doctors, actually, and they're afraid of it. Because what's going to happen is health care is the same thing that happened to federal student home college loans.
Yep.
All of a sudden the prices went through the roof. They brag they're going to be low getting in and help you getting in. Next thing you know, when there's no competition, what happens to prices? They shoot through the roof.
Well, how many times? I wish I had a nickel for every time the government told me this isn't going to cost anything.
Cash for clunkers. I just want to touch on that. It's the cash for clunkers plan. $1 billion, which I know we all have in our safe at home, but
sure.
They ran out of that money in 4 days. It was supposed to go through Labor Day. So they pushed through a bill. They're trying to get it through another $2 billion. There are car dealers that have cars sitting on their lots right now that they took in on that deal for the promise from the government that they were going to get reimbursed that $4,500, and they haven't gotten reimbursed because they don't have the money. And the $2 billion that they're passing right now isn't going to get more cars in to increase the sales. It's going to not even be enough to pay for the ones that the dealer's already sitting on that they're obligated to take. And there's going to be a lot of irate customers if they don't get their $4,500 freebie from the government. And the other question on that is, who's paying for that $4,500? I didn't see the plan on repaying the federal government for that. So who's getting the benefit of that? Just a thought.
All good questions. Jerry, anything you want to say to Dennis Miller before you leave?
Yeah, I do. Dennis, you're the bomb. I love you, Dennis. You are absolutely the bomb. You make me smile when I see you on TV. You're a smart guy. You're right on point, and it's good to see you. You're like a light, man. You're like a light on the hill to the rest of us out here, and you make a lot of sense to people in a humorous way that might not listen otherwise. And God bless you, and I hope you keep it up.
All right, very good. Jerry, thank you very much for the time, and thank you for your service.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, appreciate it.